everyone, welcome to my podcast, Chat with G. This is the English version of the episode of Who is Eva Longoria, which is originally in Spanish. So if you're new here, my podcast is about fashion, beauty, celebrities, basically how to become the best version of yourself, a lot of self-care tips and everything. So I really hope you guys enjoy this episode. Please don't forget to share with your friends and family and on your story. Don't forget to give a 5-star to this podcast. I'm also working on creating English content on my Instagram and on my TikTok. So let's get started. I'm a bit sick, so I just want everyone to keep that in mind. My voice is a little bit But businesswoman, model, actress, director, Eva Longoria. Growing up, she was considered the ugly sister. She never grew up with the mentality that she was a beautiful girl. So I posted a clip of Eva talking about this on TikTok, and people were so mad. They were like so upset. Because they're like, how could her family say that? She is so beautiful, this and that. And to be honest, I don't get it either. Like, I get what she means, like colorism. But like, I'm Hispanic, and like, even so, she's so beautiful. She has beautiful features. Like, I don't understand. But I guess everyone has a different perspective in beauty. But I'm still shocked. Like, she's so beautiful. Like, oh my gosh. But so growing up, she says that she focused more on like being funny, since she's like, okay, I'm not beautiful, so I'm going to focus on being smart and funny. So she said she was the black sheep of her family because her sisters have light skin, light eyes, and she was called the ugly one. And not even just by her family. Apparently, she said also by other people, which still, like, what? You know what I mean? She says that she was very loved. And that just shocks me to this day. I don't think I'll ever get over that. 1975 in Corpus Christi, Texas. From an early age, it was evident that Eva possessed a natural talent for acting. So she participated in school plays, at local talent shows. So, you know, she always loved like performing. So before graduating college, her last year of college, she couldn't afford graduating. She was already like using all her student loans and everything. So she had to drop out. But her friend was like, why don't you participate in this like scholarship beauty pageant? So it was basically like a beauty pageant. It was 20 girls in fifth place. You get books and all these other stuff, and then in first place you get the whole thing paid, and in second place you get a trip or some meals. So Eva was like, okay, if I can win fifth place at least and like get the books and figure out how to pay for the rest. And she told her mom, like, hey, I need a dress, you know, because she had no money, she had no car, like an apartment. And her mom was like, oh, like, you're gonna be disappointed, like, you're gonna lose, like, No, but she was like, no, like, she's not doing it for that. She's doing it because, you know, she needs the money. So it's like, that's why she wasn't really offended by it. So she ended up winning the whole thing. And her family didn't even believe her, but she had pictures. So I think that's kind of funny. But she managed, of course, to graduate. And she has her degree in kinesiology. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. I'm sorry if I'm not. So she got her degree and she was able to graduate and everything. And since she won the competition, she was able to compete in Los Angeles, I believe. Like, after she graduated, she got her degree and everything. Because she had to keep competing, apparently. And she loved LA. When she lived in LA, she decided, you know, she got a lot of callbacks. Like, oh, you're great or whatever. And she was like, I'm going to stay here. You know, no matter how long it takes, I'm going to become an actor. So she was working and she's like, okay, I have a degree, so I'm going to get a good job. So she needs something part-time because she be an actor, so she couldn't work that many hours. So she lived in this tiny apartment, and she worked as a headhunter. And she said that it went so well for her that she managed to, like, pay her student loans, her credit card debt. She managed to be a little more financially stable. She got her first car. She managed to get, like, an apartment. So she was, like, you know, doing really well. She was like, this is my calling, you know? And then she got a role on this show that she did for 3 years, but it didn't pay her that well. So she was still a headhunter for those 3 years. And then she managed to be successful in her... She rose to fame in the show Desperate Housewives as Gabrielle Solis. So, you know, Eva, super famous now. And she was, like, in this all these lists of, like, most beautiful woman and everything. And her family was like, what? Like, why, you know? She was like, I'm beautiful now. So she said that she was she lost something in college. So while she was in Desperate Housewives, she got her master's degree in Chicano studies. Even at that time, she learned French, which is her second language. Because she said that she was in her dressing room, she felt like she wasn't getting the most out of her potential. And that's a question that we should all ask ourselves. Like, are we reaching our full potential? My answer is no. For me, no. But I'm trying, which is important. Like, I feel like as long as you try, that's what matters. So she said she loved working with all of her colleagues. And that she said that they asked her if she was worried about being, like, typecast as a sexy character because she played the role of a sexy character. And she says that no, like, you know, maybe one day they're going to think that she's not sexy anymore and she doesn't care. Like, she doesn't care. And I love that about her. For example, in one interview, she was like, oh, like, I always tell my, like, I saw this picture of myself wearing this dress and I'm like, oh, why did I wear that? But then I was like, oh my gosh, like, everything looks good on me. I always say that to myself. So I love her confidence. She's so beautiful. She's like this perfect mix of, like, I don't care what you say. But she's also charismatic and social. But she did go through a hard time. She went through two divorces. And one of them, she was cheated on by NBA star. And she had, in the end, she had her happy ending with José Antonio Bastón. And she has her son named Santiago. I believe he's 5 years old. So she's happy. And beyond her career, she has been a strong advocate for various causes, including immigration rights, education, and Latina empowerment. Her philanthropic efforts led to the establishment of Eva Longoria Foundation, dedicated to empowering Latinas through education and entrepreneurship. So let's go to more, just two foundations, I believe, and let's go for more on the advice. So one piece of advice that she would give to young people is basically this phrase that said, at the moment what you're going through feels loud, but it will pass, and for the next time it will be something else. And I feel like we can all relate to this so hard, and it is true, like, we're going through something and then later on it's something else. It's always good to keep that, you know, reminder. And then my question is, how does, like, Eva balance her personal life, her work life? She has lots of businesses, she has her foundations and a child. Like, how does she do all of these at once? And basically her advice is prioritizing your time. She says we waste our time without realizing, she says. And you have to know what's the most important thing in your life at the moment and focus on that, and also creating a schedule around that. And then her beauty tips. Her best beauty tips are basically sunscreen is super important. So I want to wrap it up with her beauty tips. Sunscreen is so important. I want to remind people, don't forget to put on sunscreens on their neck because, you know, your neck also gets wrinkly and gets old. So make sure to do that. And she's also, like, a L'Oreal ambassador. So she loves using retinol serums, and also taking care of your eyes is also good advice that she gives is so important, and keeping your skin hydrated and depuffing it, like taking care of your skin is so important, and she really lives by that. So that is all that I want to talk about in this short episode. I hope you guys enjoy. Have a good day.